Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. Always ready to dive in.
Awesome. So tonight we're all about decaf.
Decaf, huh?
Yeah. Specifically, Cafe Nairobi's water processed decaf. You know, maybe you're like me and you love coffee, but can't always handle the caffeine, especially later in the day. Or maybe you just want to know what all the buzz is about.
I get that.
Yeah. So let's talk about this whole water process thing.
Okay, sounds good.
You know, when I think of Kenyan coffee, I think bold, vibrant flavors,
yeah.
Lots of chocolatey notes, maybe a hint of fruitiness.
Exactly. Kenyan coffee beans, they're renowned for that really complex, rich flavor profile. It sets a high bar, especially for decaf.
And let's be real, decaf doesn't always have the best reputation when it comes to taste.
Unfortunately, that's often the case, yeah.
So how does Cafe Nairobi tackle that?
Well, they use something called the Swiss water process.
The Swiss water process.
Yeah. It's a completely natural decaffeination method that uses only water. No chemicals.
Hold on, only water? How does that even work?
It's actually a multi-stage process. First, they take green coffee beans before roasting, and they soak them in hot water.
Okay, makes sense. Get all the good stuff out.
Yeah, exactly. But that includes the caffeine, too, of course. Then, they take that caffeine-rich water and pass it through a special filter, a charcoal filter.
So that filters out all the caffeine?
Exactly. The filter traps the caffeine molecules, but it lets all those other delicious coffee compounds pass through.
That's so cool. What happens to the beans, then?
They take the beans that are now caffeine-free and reintroduce them to that same flavorful water, minus the caffeine. So the beans basically reabsorb all those oils and compounds that give them their unique flavor, except for the caffeine, of course.
So it's like giving the flavor back to the bean.
Pretty much. It's a bit like reverse engineering the coffee. And it's all done naturally, just with water.
That's incredible. I've always wondered how they made decaf taste good. Now it all makes sense.
Right. It's a pretty meticulous process. But the end result is decaf coffee that's as close as you can get to the real deal. And that's Cafe Nairobi's goal.
So it seems like Cafe Nairobi really cares about quality, but I'm also curious about sustainability.
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge part of their mission, too.
So tell me, how does this Swiss water process fit into that?
Well, for starters, it eliminates all those harmful chemical solvents that are often used in other decaffeination methods.
So it's better for the environment.
Yeah, way better. And they actually recycle and purify the water they use, so it minimizes water waste, too.
Wow, that's really impressive. And what about their sourcing practices? I know they get their beans directly from Kenya.
Right. They have these strong relationships with small-scale farmers in Kenya, which means fair wages and ethical treatment for the people who are actually growing the coffee.
That's so important. Supporting sustainable practices like that makes a big difference. What else can you tell me about Cafe Nairobi's approach?
Well, they're really big on shade-grown coffee, which is really good for the environment. Shade-grown coffee promotes biodiversity, you know, lots of different plants and animals in the coffee growing areas, and it helps protect those natural ecosystems. It's a win-win.
So it's like they're thinking about the whole ecosystem, not just the coffee itself. You know, I'm really starting to see why Cafe Nairobi stands out in the coffee world.
They really are doing a lot of things right.
It's amazing to think about how something as simple as water, something we all take for granted, can actually change a whole industry.
It's pretty remarkable.
So to wrap things up, it sounds like this water processed decaf from Cafe Nairobi is not only delicious and free of harsh chemicals, but it also supports a more sustainable coffee industry. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to try a cup.
I'm with you.
Now, I have to ask, does knowing about all this make you think differently about decaf? Would you be willing to pay a little more for a cup of decaf that aligns with your values? Tell us what you think. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep exploring the world of coffee, because you never know what you might find.